Six and playing first base, number 39, Yoshi Suzuko. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Round Rock Express AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. This is game three of a six-game series here in Central Texas, and the Rainiers have split the first two games here. They kind of got wiped out in the opener on Tuesday, 10-2. But quickly bounced back and had a shutout yesterday in an inspiring pitching performance from the Rainiers bullpen after their starting pitcher yesterday, Darren McCacken, got called up to the big leagues and thus scratched here. The Rainiers were without a starter and six relief pitchers combined to throw a three-hit shutout, and the Rainiers got the 6-0 victory and evened up the series. Well, the Rainiers have a regularly scheduled starting pitcher today. It's right-hander Easton McGee. McGee went six innings in his last start and allowed only one run, got the win. He's 1-0 with a 4.35 ERA. This will be his third start of the season tonight. He'll be opposed by a left-hander named Bernardo Flores Jr., who has only worked an inning and a third so far this year for Round Rock and has given up three runs. No decision for Flores. Flores has never faced the Rainiers before, although he does have a lot of experience in the upper levels of the minor leagues, in the AA ranks, and a little AAA time in the International League. So on the hill for Round Rock, Flores Jr., Bernardo Flores Jr. Easton McGee for the Rainiers should be a good one today. We'll take a closer look back at yesterday's Rainiers win and get you caught up on the latest roster move. Yes, we had one. We'll discuss that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers taking on Round Rock tonight to game three of the six-game series here in Texas. Be here through Sunday, and then the Rainiers off on Monday and start up a homestand on Tuesday with the little Chihuahuas of El Paso coming to town for a six-game series starting Tuesday at Cheney Stadium. Check TacomaRainiers.com for the schedule, promotions, tickets, the whole deal. It's all right there. Well, the Rainiers had a roster move today. We knew they were going to bring in some veteran pitching help after what's happened the last couple of days with all the switches between Tacoma and Seattle. They've signed 30-year-old left-hander Eric Stout. He's a relief pitcher, pitched in 20 big league games last year, 18 with the Pirates, 2 with the Cubs, was just recently released by the Cubs at the end of spring training, and the Mariners have signed him, and he has joined the Rainiers, and he's here today and in uniform. So Eric Stout, a new member of the club. Riley Davis, who made the emergency fill-in start for the Rainiers on Tuesday in the first game of this series, he has been transferred back to Class A Modesto, where he came from, and he'll rejoin their starting rotation. Great win for the Rainiers yesterday, 6-0. They had six pitchers combined on a three-hit shutout in the bullpen game. Riley O'Brien was great in a starting role with two scoreless innings, four strikeouts. Taylor Saucedo tossed two innings without allowing a hit. Matt Festa walked the bases loaded and lived to tell the story, getting a key double play. Blake Wyman, two scoreless innings. J.P. Bukauskas, a scoreless inning. And Nathan Blackwood, a scoreless inning as well. So the Rainiers getting the six-pitcher, three-hit shutout of the Round Rock Express yesterday. And now the Rainiers looking to build on that going into today's game. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At DECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join DECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit DECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. DECU. Power in people.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 6 wins and 4 losses. The Mariners' AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off playing second base is Cesar Hernandez. Batting second, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, the center fielder Zach Deloach. Batting fifth and playing right field is Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, third baseman Jose Caballero. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Jacob Nottingham. Delino DeShields hits eighth. He's in left field and batting ninth, first baseman Pat Valleca. On the mound, Easton McGee, 1-0 with a 4.35 ERA. The Round Rock Express, same record as the Rainiers, 6-4. They're the Texas Rangers affiliate managed by Doug Davis. They're going to lead off with their right fielder, J.P. Martinez. Jonathan Ornelas hits second. He is at shortstop. Hitting third, center fielder Elier Hernandez. In the cleanup spot, the left fielder, Rafael Ortega. Batting fifth and playing second base is Justin Foscue. Hitting sixth, Yoshi Setsugo. He's at first base. Batting seventh, third baseman, Blaine Krim. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Matt Watley. And batting ninth, designated hitter, Sandro Fabian. On the hill for Round Rock, left-hander Bernardo Flores Jr. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Travis Daniger. First base is the crew chief, David Arrieta, and over at third, it's Matt Brown. Tacoma and Round Rock, game three of the six-game series. They're about to get started. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Round Rock Express. Red Ears facing Bernardo Flores, the lefty out of the University of Southern California, 27 years old, has pitched in 3 major league games, all as a reliever, 2 for the White Sox in 2020 and 1 for the Cardinals in 2021. And he has never faced the Red Ears before. This is his first time in the Pacific Coast League. Well, that's not true. He got into 3 games with Albuquerque in 2021, but none against the Red Ears. Flores ready to face Cesar Hernandez, who stands in, and the pitch is swung on and bounced slowly up the third baseline, fielded by Krim, throws to first in time to get Hernandez. 1 pitch, 1 out. That ball was hit very slowly up the third baseline. I thought that Hernandez might have a chance to leg it out, but Krim was playing in, guarding against the bunt, and so he didn't have to run as far before he could pick it up, but he was able to make the play. So 1 pitch, 1 out to get this game started, and now Mason McCoy will bat. He hit a couple of doubles yesterday, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. McCoy has reached base in 10 straight games for the Red Ears. And he takes this pitch for a ball, 1-1 now. Red Ears wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Round Rock wearing their navy blue alternate jerseys. Sears one inside for a ball. They have not worn these yet on this homestand, which has all been against the Red Ears. They've been wearing the whites the first 2 days. Here's one down low for a ball. And McCoy's well out ahead now. 3 balls, 1 strike. Now the next pitch is just a bit low with the fastball, and McCoy draws a walk. So he heads down to first base. 11 straight games reaching base for Mason McCoy. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. The Red Ears yesterday scored 6 runs, won the game 6-0. 5 of the runs came on 2 out hits. The only one that didn't was O'Keefe's solo homer. And he checks his swing on a fastball up and in and held up in time, says the first base umpire. Ball 1. O'Keefe's hitting .452 in 8 games played with 5 homers and 12 runs batted in. He's just come out of the gates with his bat on fire this season. The 1-0 pitch swung on and sliced foul on the first base side. That evens things up 1-1. Another nice day here in Round Rock. Upper 70s. A few wispy clouds here or there, but mostly blue skies. Little breeze blowing gently towards center tonight. The first 2 nights we've had a light wind blowing in. We still have a light wind, but this time it's really going out towards left center, I would say. Not much to it, though, but definitely different from when it was blowing in. Now the pitch is in for a strike, and O'Keefe's behind in the count. 1-2. The Dell Diamond, built originally for a double-A team that started up here in the Texas League, and they were such a big success and such a big market here in the greater Austin area, they quickly became a triple-A franchise. Here's a swing and a foul tip hit by O'Keefe. McCoy was running on the pitch, and O'Keefe was swinging, and he foul tipped it. So still 1-2 to O'Keefe. And McCoy, who was out at second base, has to retreat to first. Flores now ready. Here's his 1-2 pitch to O'Keefe. And there goes McCoy again. The pitch is up high. Throw to second base is not in time. Easy steal for Mason McCoy, who had a big jump against Bernardo Flores. So McCoy with his second steal of the year. And he's in scoring position now, and we've got a 2-2 count on O'Keefe. Now the pitch is a breaking ball high, ball three, a curve from Flores. So now the count's gone full on O'Keefe. The Rainiers have Zach Deloach on deck. Flores is ready. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball inside. That's ball four. Back-to-back walks with one out in the first. McCoy is at second, and O'Keefe now at first. And Deloach will be the hitter. So Flores, with that fastball, hitting 92 on the gun, seems to be about where he is with it in this first inning. 91, 92. Here's Deloach now, left versus left situation, and there's a breaking ball that bounces up to the plate, ball one. Deloach hitting 324 in nine games with a homer and nine runs batted in. Two on, one out, top of the first. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. And the count's even, 1-1. Now Conference on the mound. The catcher, Matt Watley, goes to the mound to talk to Flores. Let's set up that Round Rock defense tonight. They've got Yoshi Tsutsugo at first base, Justin Foscue at second, Jonathan Ornelas at short, and Blaine Krim at third. The outfield is Rafael Ortega in left, Eric Hernandez in center, and J.P. Martinez in right. Pardon me, that's Elier Hernandez in center. All right, here's the pitch to Deloach, and it is down low with a fastball. 2-1 the count. Bernardo Flores, originally drafted by the White Sox in 2016. He was a seventh-round pick coming out of USC. Here's the 2-1 to Deloach, and it's hit in the air to left field. Not really flying anywhere. Ortega lines it up and makes the catch on a routine fly ball, and that's out number two. Deloach flies out to left. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Flores came up through the White Sox system and really had some good success in 2018 and 2019, reaching double A and putting up good numbers in double A. Ready to face Shiner now. McCoy takes off for third. Pitch is high. Throw to third. Not in time. Stealing third is McCoy. O'Keefe did not try to follow. He holds it first. So McCoy with his second steal of the inning. And third of the year. And the runners are now at the corners, and it's one ball, no strikes to Shiner. Shiner hitting 216 with three homers and six runs batted in 10 games. RBI opportunity here with two outs. And here's a swing and a slow bouncer to third that's scooped up by Krim. His throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Right here's threatened at the top of the first, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Tacoma nothing. Round Rock coming to the plate.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all the card or combo orders.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, the Rainiers threatened in the top of the first inning, but they did not score. And now they take the field for the first time this evening in Round Rock. And the man on the mound is right-hander Easton McGee. The 6'6", 205-pound righty. Coming off a very strong outing in his last start, the second game of the doubleheader this past weekend at home. And first things first, a pitch clock violation on Easton McGee before he throws his first pitch of the game. All right, that's ball one. McGee's having a technology problem. They use the pitch comm system where the catcher hits buttons on his armband to indicate which pitch they're going to throw, and the pitcher has a little earpiece tucked into the brim of his hat that he's wearing. And Easton McGee's got a problem with his earpiece. The umpires appear to be discussing about whether or not they're gonna maybe take back that pitch clock violation. There are a couple of umpires discussing. The crew chief, David Arrieta, came in to talk to Travis Daniger, the plate umpire. They did not wave off the pitch clock violation. So that stands. It's 1-0. McGee appears to be ready. The pitch clock's winding, though. All right. Now he looks in. And Martinez stands in. And here we go. His first real pitch is lined into left field past the reach of Jose Caballero at third base. And that's a base hit for J.P. Martinez. So Martinez sprays a single to left. He's been Round Rock's top hitter to start the season. Now 11 hits and 24 at-bats. And he's aboard to get this game started for the Express. Now Jonathan Ornelas will be the batter. McGee ready to face Ornelas. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. McGee acquired this past offseason by the Mariners. He's on the M's 40-man roster. So one pitch to Ornelas with the runner going is a check swing strike. Throw to second is not in time. Martinez dives in head first, beating the throw from Nottingham, which was released quickly and on the money, but Martinez beat it out. He has five steals this year without being caught, J.P. Martinez. 0-2 to Ornelas. And McGee ready with his next pitch, and it is taken low and away for a ball. McGee came up through the Rays system. They drafted him in 2016 out of high school in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Here's his 1-2 to Ornelas, and it is just outside. Very close pitch, 2-2. Ornelas has a good eye, and McGee has good control, so could be some interesting battles tonight between these two. 2-2 delivery on its way from McGee. There it comes, and it is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball at 92 on the gun, and Ornelas watches it go by, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. So Ornelas goes down looking, and now Elier Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez 8 for 24 with two homers on the year. McGee's pitch is poured in there for a strike. A slider, 0-1 the count. Now, the runner was dancing around and McGee steps off. Now he's ready to go. Here's his 0-1. And it swung on and hit in the air to right field. Not deep. Shiner is out there today coming in on the ball, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. A little different look to the right here's outfield today with Shiner in right. He's normally been playing left. It's Shiner in right, Deloach in center, and DeShields in left. Infield is Valleca making a start at first base. Cesar Hernandez at second. Mason McCoy at short. And Jose Caballero at third. Easton McGee on the hill working with catcher Jacob Nottingham. Here's the veteran Rafael Ortega, left-hand hitter. Runner at second, two outs. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. 93 on the gun. 0-1 the count. Now McGee is set. And the pitch swung on and fouled back. That's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. No score, bottom of the first. Now the pitch swung on, bounced to third on one hop. Caballero has it. Plenty of time to set himself and throw to first for the out, and the inning is over. So McGee survives a leadoff single and a stolen base. No runs on one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Each team stranding a runner in scoring position in the first. No score between Tacoma and Round Rock as we go to the second inning. Jose Caballero will lead things off for the Red Ears, followed by Jacob Nottingham and Delino DeShields. Caballero has continued to be an on-base machine. He reached three more times last night with two hits and a walk, drove in a couple of runs. He swings at the first pitch and bounces it foul on the third base side. Ball retrieved by the Red Ears third base coach, Eric Ferris. He is at third, and Colin Moran coaching first right now. Here's a pitch in for a called strike to Caballero. Now the 0-2 pitch is up high. Caballero third in the league in walks. He's played eight games. He has 32 plate appearances. 10 times in 32 trips to the plate he has walked. And the 1-2 swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. Jose Caballero in his first AAA season, infielder from Panama. He's 26 years old. He grew up in Las Tablas, Panama, right near where the canal kind of spills out. As here's one inside for a ball. Counts 2-2. He graduated from high school in Panama and came to the United States to play junior college baseball in Florida. So here's one down low for a ball, 3-2. And at some point, there's got to be a story there. We'll figure out that story at some point here in the near future. But, yeah, I got to ask him, how do you go from Panama to Chippewa Junior College in Florida? Well, he takes down low, ball four, and Caballero heads down to first. That's already the third walk issued by Round Rock starter Bernardo Flores Jr. There comes Jacob Nottingham, looking to find himself at the plate. Just 1-for-13 so far. The one hit was a long double on the Rainiers' last homestand. And he swings and fouls the first pitch back. Strike one. Big cut for Nottingham right there. Nottingham, a veteran who is in his second go around to the Mariners organization with an asterisk. So there's a move to first. And back in is Caballero. In 2021, Nottingham went back and forth between the Mariners and the Brewers four times in a span of like a month. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. And he did get some big league time with Seattle that year and homered in a Mariner uniform. This year he's with the team on a minor league deal and has been with the Red Ears since opening day. There goes Caballero. The pitch is a swing and a miss. And then the catcher, Watley, can't get a throw off. He drops the ball on the transfer from the mitt to his throwing hand. So Caballero steals second base, no throw. That's his fourth steal of the season. He's in scoring position. Nottingham, though, is behind in the count, 1-2. Nottingham has some pop. He'll hit some homers for the Red Ears this year. 1-2 is swung on and blooped out into the right side of the infield where it's caught by the backpedaling first baseman Yoshi Setsugo. And that's the first out of the inning. So Nottingham with a little pop-up to the first baseman. One out for Delino DeShields. DeShields 6 for 26 on the year, .231 average. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Corner infielder is drawn in, guarding against the bunt with DeShields at the plate. DeShields, a former player here for Round Rock when he played in the Rangers system. He was with this team just 2 years ago. It's smart to play the corner infielders in against him. He already has two bunt singles this year. 1-0 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. But this is a chance to drive in a run with a clean base hit into the outfield. And that's what Delino would like to do. He's got a good count here, 2-0. Flores with the pitch, and it is called a strike, 2-1. No score, top of the second. Here comes the 2-1 pitch with Caballero dancing around at second, and the pitch is swung on and bounced to the left side. The shortstop, Ornelas, has it. He loads up and fires to first and gets the speedy DeShields for the second out of the inning. Caballero couldn't go anywhere with the ball hit in front of him. He had to hold at second base. So Pat Valleca will now hit. And Valleca has had just four at-bats so far this season. He's 1-for-4 with a couple of walks. Pitch from Flores is on its way. There goes Caballero to third. The pitch is a strike. Throw to third is not in time. A head-first dive, and Caballero got in there safely. And that's his second steal of the inning. The Red Bulls have already stolen four bases in this game. Mason McCoy stole second and third in the first inning, and now Jose Caballero has stolen second and third here in the second inning. 0-1 to Valleca, breaking ball, called a strike, and it's 0-2, a curve that caught the inside edge. So Valleca behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and stroked into center field. Going back on it is Hernandez, but he has time to get there, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track for the final out at the top of the second inning. Rainiers threaten again, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Easton McGee on the hill for the Red Ears. He'll face Justin Foscue, Yoshi Satsugo, and Plain Krim in the bottom of the second. Foscue stands in, right-hand hitter, high draft pick in 2020. And the pitch from McGee is a fastball that is in there for a strike. Foscue, a AAA rookie this year, 5-for-30 for Round Rock so far. He had good numbers in AA last year. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. McGee promptly getting ahead. Time called. Foscue steps out. McGee allowed a leadoff single in the first, but then retired the next three hitters. Here's his 0-2 to Foscue, and it swung on and bounced foul first base side. Now McGee winds, and his 0-2 pitch to Foscue is high and away, 1-2. And the 1-2. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. First two games of this series have been a split. This is the Rainiers' first trip to Round Rock, Texas since the tail end of the 2021 season. Here's a swing and a high fly to shallow left. DeShields in several steps, still coming in, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the second. So now Satsugo will be the hitter. These two teams played 9 games against one another last year, and they were all in Tacoma. A 3-game series and a 6-game series. Rainiers had the upper hand last year. They won 6 of the 9. This year, these two teams are playing like 15 games against one another. As here's one in for a strike to Satsugo. Yeah, it's 15. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. Round Rock. This is a 6-game series here. And then we won't see these guys until the first 3 games after the All-Star break. Round Rock visits Tacoma for a 3-game weekend series. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Satsugo on 3 pitches, and McGee has his 2nd strikeout, just throwing a 93-mile-per-hour fastball past him. So 2 away, and Plain Krim will be next. And then Round Rock's going to close the season, the final 6 games of the season at the end of September. The Rainiers finish at home this year, and Round Rock's going to be in town for those games. Pitch to Blaine Krim is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0. In there for a called strike, 1-1. One pitch coming, swung on and rolled to the right side. That's fielded by Cesar Hernandez. He throws to first for the out, and Easton McGee makes very quick work of the Round Rock Express at the bottom of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down. Got Blaine Krim to bounce out to end the inning. We head to the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash.
Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn. With double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the third inning of play. Right here's with the top of the order coming up. It'll be Cesar Hernandez, Mason McCoy, and Brian O'Keefe to face Bernardo Flores Jr. Cesar Hernandez, longtime big league starting second baseman, stands in, and the pitch from Flores is up high for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez grounded out to third to open the game. Next pitch is outside, 2-0. Now this one's over for a strike. 2-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul. Even count to Cesar Hernandez, Rainier's infielder from Venezuela. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Flores got him with his first strike out of the game. One out at the top of the third inning. Now Mason McCoy will hit. He walked, stole two bases, and got stranded at third base in the first inning. Now the plate umpire calling time. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it's down low for a ball. Rainiers will be home on Tuesday. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball. We'll get our first look this year at the Chihuahuas of El Paso. The little doggies. Who may or may not have Fernando Tatis Jr. with the club. As here's one that misses for a ball. Tatis currently rehabbing with El Paso. McCoy watches one on the outside edge for a called strike now. Tatis is going to be activated by the Padres on the 20th. Tuesday is the 18th. He would certainly not play for Tacoma on the ninth, against Tacoma on the 19th for El Paso, as there's a strike to McCoy. I guess it's possible he could for the first game of the series on Tuesday, but could easily just skip that. Here's the 3-2 on its way to McCoy. And swung on, hit in the air down the right field line. Chasing it towards the corner is Martinez. And he goes out of my line of sight, but apparently makes the catch as the first base umpire, David Arrieta, gave the indication that Martinez caught that ball in foul territory down the right field line. Stadium here in Round Rock is extremely fan-friendly, and the seats that go down the first and third baselines, the seating bowl, here's one high to O'Keefe, it has a curvature towards it, so that the fans sitting in those seats are actually pointed in towards home plate. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. And while that's great for the fans and everything, it means that you're broadcaster, that's me, can't see into the corners here, either right field or left field. Here's a swing and a base hit into left field for O'Keefe. A clean ground ball single between short and third. And there's the Red Ears' first hit of the game. Brian O'Keefe with a single. And that keeps his hitting streak going. He is now at 9 straight games with a hit. Every game he has played in this year, he's had at least one hit. A 2-out single here in the third for O'Keefe. There's been action in the Round Rock bullpen this inning. And clearly Bernardo Flores is on a pitch count because he is now being taken out of the game despite throwing the ball quite well today. The Round Rock manager, Doug Davis, is making a move and is going to bring in a new pitcher. And we've got a break in the action for a pitching change here in the top of the third inning. So we'll take a break too. 2 outs and a runner at first. Our score, Tacoma nothing, Round Rock nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're at the top of the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless. Red Ears just got a 2-out single from Brian O'Keefe, and Bernardo Flores, the starter for Round Rock, removed after 52 pitches. And from the bullpen is John King, a lefty, 28 years old, out of the University of Houston, and his pitch to Zach DeLoach is a swing and a miss. That is strike one. King has big league time with the Rangers each of the last 3 years. He basically splits the seasons between AAA and the majors. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1 the count to DeLoach. For King, this is his fourth appearance of this season in 4 1/3 innings. He's allowed 9 hits and 3 runs. Hasn't walked anyone. Has struck out 5. 1-1 pitch is outside. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge. Thought it was outside, but the robot umpire says no, called it a strike. The robots are in charge tonight. Now the next pitch swung on, hit in the air to shallow left. This might fall in. Ortega racing in. He can't get there. It drops in for a base hit. O'Keefe stops at second, and DeLoach bloops one in there for his first hit of the night. Tacoma has two on with two out. And that'll bring Jake Shiner to the plate. So DeLoach will take a little flare single. Why not? Shiner's got a chance to do some damage. He grounded out his first time up. And the pitch is fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Jake Shiner, AAA rookie this year. Santa Rosa, California. He takes a ball and the count's 1-1. Now the 1-1 swing and a miss, 1-2. There's a little showdown between Houston Cougars. They're Cougars, right? University of Houston. Shiner spent his draft year there. And King pitched there as well. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Shiner, and that closes out the top of the third. No runs for Tacoma on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third, still scoreless here in Round Rock.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the bottom of the third here in Round Rock. Tacoma and the Express are scoreless. Easton McGee on the mound for the Red Ears, allowed a hit to the first batter in the first inning, and since then he has retired six in a row. He'll face Matt Watley to start things off, followed by Sandro Fabian and then J.P. Martinez. Pitch to Watley, misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Matt Watley, one of the two catchers on the Round Rock roster. And he swings and bounces one to third. That's fielded by Caballero, who throws out Watley at first base. One away. McGee getting a grounder. He's already recorded three outs on grounders tonight with two flyouts. In his last start, the very effective one in the second game of the doubleheader, last Friday, he got a lot of fly ball outs at Cheney Stadium. Early on in this one, he's getting more ground balls. Pitch to Fabian is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Fabian 3 for 22 so far on the year. Now the 1-0 call to strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the pitch grounded towards short, and this is scooped up by McCoy. Tossed to first in time for out number two. Another ground ball in the infield. And two men are gone at the bottom of the third. So here comes Martinez, who has the lone hit for Round Rock when he sprayed McGee's first pitch into left field. The first pitch came on a 1-0 count because there had been a pitch clock violation. But the first time he actually threw a pitch, Martinez singled to left. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Yeah, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Now a pitch clock violation has been called on Martinez, and he strikes out as a result on the 0-2 count. He was standing in the batter's box, but he was not looking at the pitcher and ready to hit when the clock hit 8 seconds. And so that's a strikeout on the pitch clock. I'm not sure if that goes as looking or swinging. Well, I guess looking, huh? That should be obvious. All right, that's a looking called strike three to wrap up the bottom of the third inning. And that's just kind of ridiculous, but those are the rules in 2023. We go to the fourth. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the fourth inning. Jose Caballero, Jacob Nottingham, and Delino DeShields to bat this inning against the lefty John King, who got the final out in the third after being summoned from the bullpen. And his pitch to Caballero is lined right to the shortstop and caught by Ornelas. One pitch, one out in the top of the fourth. The Round Rock starter, Bernardo Flores Jr., ended up with a line of 2 2/3 innings, allowing one hit, no runs. He walked three, struck out one, 52 pitches. And John King has been in there since. Now the batter is Jacob Nottingham. King with his pitch, and it is the ball 1-0. Now the 1-0 is low, 2-0 to Nottingham. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's action. Now the 2-0 to Nottingham misses ball three. Last night in Vegas, Joe Adell continued his April tear for the Salt Lake Bees. Homering again, as here's one in for a strike to Nottingham. He homered in six straight games, hit seven homers during the six games. They were all in Albuquerque. Their road trip continued to Vegas, as here's a foul by Nottingham. In the first game in Vegas, Adell did not hit a homer. His streak ended. Yesterday, the second game in Vegas, he homered again. He leads all of pro baseball with eight homers. And he's done it in a span of eight games. Last night he helped lead Salt Lake to a 6-3 win at Las Vegas. So here's a grounder down the third baseline. Fair ball for Nottingham. That's into the left field corner. He's around first and digging for second. Ortega getting the baseball, and just now it hits the cutoff man, and Nottingham in easily at second base with a stand-up double. Jacob Nottingham with a grounder right down the third baseline, and he's in scoring position with one out for Delino DeShields. DeShields grounded to shortstop earlier. He's 0 for 1. So Adell homered in that Salt Lake win last night. They had a great pitching performance from Jake Kalish. Series of swing and a miss by DeShields. Kalish had a terrific first half last year for Salt Lake, and yesterday he went 5 2/3, had 10 strikeouts, no walks, and allowed 2 runs at Vegas. As the next pitch misses to DeShields, 1-1. Now the 1-1 call to strike 1-2. And Trey Cabbage for Salt Lake has continued his early season hot hitting. He was 4-for-4 with a homer yesterday. DeShields puts one down to the left of the mound, picked up by the pitcher. Throw to first, it's not in time. DeShields legs it out, and the Red Ears have runners at the corners with one out. Delino DeShields with a little number to the left of the mound. And he has a base hit, and the Red Ears have runners at the corners. Here's Pat Valleca with the RBI opportunity, flied out to center field. Runners at the corners, one out. He fouls one off. If he could fly out to center field the exact same way he did in the second inning, it would bring a run in. Well, that last foul ball cracked his bat. Valleca with a new stick now. Now a toss to first base. Back in, standing up is DeShields. The Red Ears are already 4-for-4 stealing bases in this game, and second base is unoccupied, and you know Delino is eyeing it. Here's the 0-1 on its way. There goes DeShields. Pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, straight into the ground. And the count goes to 0-2. Another game last night, Sacramento took a 5-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning in Reno, and Reno scored 5 runs in the bottom of the eighth and won the game 6-5. They scored the go-ahead run in the eighth on a bases-loaded walk drawn by young outfielder Jorge Barroza. Now a toss to first base by King, and DeShields is back in. Sugarland beat Oklahoma City yesterday 7-3, a rare loss for the Dodgers this time of year. There goes DeShields, 0-2 is outside. A throw down to second is in time, they got him. That was a pitch out. They knew DeShields was going, and Watley gunned him down, caught stealing, 2-4 for the second out of the inning. Well, that takes the sacrifice fly out of the equation for Valleca. He's going to need to get a base hit here to bring in a run, or have some sort of round rock mistake. The 1-2 pitch outside with an off-speed pitch, 2-2. Sugarland yesterday got 4 scoreless innings from former highly rated prospect Forrest Whitley, who struck out 7 and walked 2. Whitley was once the Astros' top prospect and considered one of the top pitching prospects in the minors, but just had a whole bunch of injuries. Healthy now. Here's one inside to Valleca, ball 3. Sugarland had a 3-run homer yesterday from Ryland Bannon. Now a swing by Valleca. This is a liner to left, but it's hauled in by Rafael Ortega, who had a good read on it all the way and went back on it and was in position to make the play. Valleca struck it well, but he lines out for the final out of the top of the fourth. A missed opportunity for the Red Ears. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, 1 left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still Tacoma nothing, Round Rock nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
No score between the Red Ears and the Express. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Red Ears have had a runner left on base in scoring position in each of the first four innings they've batted in. And they've stranded a total of six runners through four. Meanwhile, after Round Rock got a leadoff single in the first inning, the Red Ears pitcher, Easton McGee, has retired nine straight batters, and here's his pitch to Jonathan Ornelas, and it's a slider that catches the inside corner for strike one. Ornelas, right-hand hitter, struck out looking his first time at the plate. He swings and fouls one away now, and the count goes to 0-2. Ornelas, another Triple-A rookie. O-2 pitch coming. Swung on, hit well towards right center field on the run shiner. He's going to have time to get there. He makes the catch in the alleyway. And that is the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Ornelas driving one to right center. Not particularly deep, but it was right in between the outfielders. And Shiner had to run a ways, but he got there. And one out for Elier Hernandez. Continuing a roundup of KCL results from yesterday. So now the pitch to Hernandez is inside for a ball. Albuquerque's been hot. They won their fourth in a row, winning at El Paso last night 7-2 behind the pitching of Carl Kaufman, who allowed just three hits and two runs over six innings. And Coco Montes homered twice for the Topes. Here's a check swing blooper right to the first baseman, Valleca, who handles it with ease, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth. So Hernandez retired on an accidental flare to the first baseman, and now Rafael Ortega will be the hitter. Taking a look at our standings, and remember, there are no divisions this year. It's just one 10-team league. First half winner clinches a playoff spot, and then will reset, and the second half winner will clinch a playoff spot as Ortega rips one foul. I did get some clarity. If the same team wins both halves, the other team in the playoffs will be the team that finishes in second place in the second half. We'll talk more about that as the season goes on, but here's one outside to Ortega. But for now, there's a playoff spot on the line for whoever's in first place among the 10 teams at the end of June when it's the 75th game of the year. I think it was June 25th. Here's a swing and a grounder to second that's fielded by Hernandez. He's going to throw out Ortega at first base, and another quick and easy three up, three down inning for Easton McGee, just pitching to contact and getting soft outs. We head to the fifth. No score between Tacoma and Round Rock.
time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the fifth inning of play. Top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Leading things off, Cesar Hernandez. He's 0 for 2, and he takes the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Next offering is a swing and a miss, strike two. John King still on the hill for Round Rock. He's been in there for an inning and a third, coming in from the bullpen. Here's his 0-2 to Hernandez, and it's swung on and hit in the air to right field. This will hang up there long enough for J.P. Martinez to get under it, and he makes the catch. One out in the top of the fifth for Mason McCoy. So those PCL standings, Oklahoma City's got the best record here early on. They're 8-3. Both Albuquerque and Salt Lake are one game out at 7-4. And then you have Round Rock and Tacoma, who are both 6-4 because we've each had a rainout. So Tacoma and Round Rock a game and a half behind Oklahoma City. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Sacramento and the other clubs all under 500. Sacramento 5-6. Reno, Sugarland both 4-6. McCoy swings and misses. The straggler is Vegas. The Oakland A's AAA club mimicking the big league team. They're 2-9. O2 pitch called, strike three, and McCoy goes down on three pitches. So that's out number two. And the second strikeout for John King. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. He has walked and singled in this one. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike one. Now a bouncer to short. That's picked up by Ornelas. And an easy throw to first. And O'Keefe is retired. And the Red Ears go down quickly and quietly for the first time in this game. First inning, they haven't left a runner in scoring position. They didn't get any runners. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Tacoma and Round Rock still scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. Let's head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Easton McGee has retired 12 straight hitters and his pitch to Justin Foscue is a swing and a foul back. When you're going to the bottom of the fifth and you say the pitcher has retired 12 straight hitters, it sounds like a perfect game, but it's not. The very first batter of the game hit a single against McGee. Since then, he has retired 12 straight hitters. Here's the pitch to Foscue, and it is popped up foul and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Foscue steps out of the batter's box for a moment, and now he's back in there again. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. Interesting story came out yesterday about how the city of Salt Lake City is interested in Major League Baseball expansion the next time that happens. As here's a swing and a foul back, and they formally have put together a pitch. They have declared their intentions to pursue expansion when the major leagues decide to go to 32 teams, whenever that is. Could be years from now. Sears is swinging a foul out of play by Foscue, but they've identified some land between the airport and downtown where they want to build, or they think they could build a major league park. They're moving the AAA team. They're building a new AAA stadium in Salt Lake City that's going to be way out on the outskirts of town in a real residential area. Kind of like what they did in Vegas. That's opening in 2025. That's already underway. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Foscue has struck out. And that is strikeout number four for Easton McGee. Now Yoshi Setsugo will be the bat. So the AAA team's moving far from downtown, which is, well, it's almost downtown right now. Just like maybe a half mile away from downtown. Oh, pitch to Setsugo is a swing and a foul tip. But their major league dreams are stated now, although still far from fruition. The big leagues have, I mean, they've already said, Rob Manfred has said, they're not expanding until they get the stadium situations in Oakland and Tampa Bay resolved. Sears went outside to Setsugo. Sounds like the Oakland stadium situation could easily drag on for another 10 years. That thing's been going on for an eternity. Same for Tampa, for that matter. 1-1 swung out and pulled foul first base side. There are groups that are put together hoping for major league expansion in not just Salt Lake now, but also Portland's been talking about it for years, and so is Nashville. So the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Setsugo, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Easton McGee. He has five now, And he's retired 14 straight Round Rock hitters. And now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Krim grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1, and he pops one up high in the sky to shallow right. Infielders are pursuing it. It's Hernandez, the second baseman, making the catch in shallow right field. Krim is out, and so are the Express in the bottom of the fifth. Three up, three down. We head to inning number six. Still Tecoma 0, Round Rock 0.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Moving on to the sixth inning here in Round Rock, Texas. Very pleasant night for baseball. And a very pleasant night for pitchers, too. 0-0 is our score as we head to the sixth. Zach DeLoach to start things off for the Red Ears. John King still in there, but the Express do have a reliever warming up at the bullpen already. DeLoach settling into the batter's box. This is a left versus left here for King. He might just be facing the one hitter here, and then they'll bring in a righty. We'll see. Pitch to DeLoach is down low for a ball. DeLoach got a hit off King in the third. It was a flare into shallow left field. A single, so he's 1-for-2 in this game. Now a swing and a grounder up the middle, and it's cut off by the shortstop Ornelas, and he throws out DeLoach at first. And one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. Zach DeLoach grounds to short, and yep, that's going to do it for King. Doug Davis, the manager of the Express, wanted his lefty to face DeLoach, the left-hand hitter, but now the Red Ears have 5 straight right-hand hitters coming up, so he's going to go to the bullpen and bring in a right-hander. We'll take a break for this pitching change with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Still Tecoma nothing, Round Rock nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. ProVac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, ProVac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We're in the top of the sixth inning. One out for the Rainiers and no one on base. Jake Shiner coming up. Round Rock has brought in right-hander Zach Littell. Now 27 years old. Lots of big league experience for Littell. And this year he's opened the season with AAA Round Rock, and he's worked 2 2/3 scoreless innings so far. His first pitch to Jake Shiner is outside for a ball, 1-0. Littell, originally drafted by the Mariners in 2013, an 11th round pick. He misses inside. He was drafted out of a high school in North Carolina. And he got traded by the Mariners when he was in A ball. His next pitch misses for ball three. He got traded for Major League left-hand reliever James Pazos. Got traded to the Yankees. As the next pitch is in for a strike to Shiner, 3-1 now. The Twins eventually acquired him from the Yankees, and it was with the Twins who he reached the majors for his first time in 2018. 3-1 to Shiner, chopped to third, right past the backhand attempt of Blaine Krim and into left field, and Shiner is on. They're going to hang an error on Krim. It was a hard hit, bounding ball, but still it was right to Krim, although he had to reach across his body to backhand it, and it went right off his glove and passed on through into left field. So the Rainiers have a man on, and now Jose Caballero will be the batter. And the catcher, Watley, calls timeout and goes out there to talk to Zach Littell. Littell has pitched parts of 5 seasons in the majors, 145 games total, with a 4.08 ERA. Last year, he pitched in 39 games for San Francisco. 2021 was a regular in the Giants' pen, 63 games with a 2.92 ERA. He's had good seasons in the majors. With the Twins in 2019 also. Here's his pitch to Jose Caballero, and it's a fastball up high. Now the 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled away, and the count's even 1-1. When Littell was in the Mariners system, this was 2013, 14, 15, and 16, before he was traded. He was in the low minor leagues. The stops that he played in are no longer parts of the Mariners organization. As now here's a drive down the left field line, foul. Count goes to 1-2. In fact, the places that Littell played in the Mariners system, none of them have affiliated baseball anymore. They were all eliminated as part of the reorganization of the minor leagues in 2020. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled away by Caballeros. We're talking about Clinton, the Lumber Kings. Talking about Bakersfield. They were a Mariners affiliate, the Bakersfield Blaze. How about Pulaski? He pitched for the Pulaski Mariners in Pulaski, Virginia. Littell with a 1-2 pitch to Jose Caballero. Swung on and popped up on the right side. This is a fair ball on the infield. Setsugo, the first baseman, makes the catch, and that's out number two. Caballero pops up, two down. Shiner still at first base. And now Jacob Nottingham will try to break through for the Red Ears. No score, two outs in the top of the sixth. Nottingham's 1-for-2 tonight with a double. Pitch from Littell is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Next pitch on its way is high. Nottingham with a big swing and a foul back, and he's behind in the count, 1-2. Shiner's being held on at first by Setsugo. One ball, two strikes to Nottingham. Zach Littell looks at the runner. Now he comes set. And his 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Time called. Nottingham uses his timeout. Going to readjust the batting gloves and ponder the situation a little bit. Now he's back in there ready to hit. 1-2 the count. And the pitch from Littell. Here it comes, and it's swung on and hit in the air to center field. Coming in on the ball is Hernandez. Back goes the second baseman, Foscue, and Foscue is able to run it down for the final out in the top of the sixth inning. No runs for the Red Ears, no hits, there was an error, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, still Tacoma nothing, Round Rock nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
No score between the Red Ears and the Express. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at the Dell Diamond. Easton McGee has thrown just 49 pitches through five innings. He has thrown in his first two starts 88 in his first start and 75 pitches in his second start. His first pitch of the sixth, number 50 on the game, is fouled into the seats behind home plate. And that is strike one. 0-1 the count to Whatley. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. McGee has notched five strikeouts. He's allowed just the one single in the first inning. So 0-2 the count to Whatley, who is in his first game of the season. And the pitch is a little high, not much, but a smidge high with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 swung on, fouled away, still 1-2. Game four of this series in Round Rock is tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. Rainiers are starting Taylor Dollard tomorrow against a lefty for the Express, who we have never seen before, named Cody Bradford. This next pitch is up high for a ball to Whatley. Bradford has made two starts for Round Rock this year. He has not allowed a run in 11 and a third innings and has given up only three hits. He's been their best pitcher for sure. Sears is swinging a fly to left, and DeShields is under it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth. So the Rainiers are facing a lefty who's off to a tremendous start to his season tomorrow. And he's a Triple-A rookie as well, Cody Bradford, just 25 years old and in his first season with Round Rock. There's the pitch to Fabian, and it's fouled away. There's strike one. Fabian grounded to shortstop earlier. He's 0-1. Now a swing and a foul back. Mariners are off today. They start a nine-game homestand tomorrow. Had a really nice win yesterday to close out the series at Wrigley. Here's one outside to Fabian. But their nine-game homestand features the Rockies for three, then the Brewers for three, and then St. Louis for three. So it's a nine-game homestand against National League teams. So here's a swing and a foul back by Fabian. And remember, they balanced the big league schedule this year, so you play everyone now in both leagues. So there are going to be a lot more of these National League home games this year for the Mariners. And it starts tomorrow with the Rockies in town. Time called. There's something loose in the right field corner that Jake Shiner has to go pick up. I guess it's a baseball that came out of the stands. He tosses it to some kids. 1-2 to Fabian. Now a swing and a foul. Still 1-2. So the M's are going to get the Rockies, who are not very good this year. At least it doesn't look like they're going to be very good this year. Then they're going to face Milwaukee, who's off to a fast start and is 8-4. Now pitch to Fabian, grounded to third. That's scooped up by Caballero. He heaves it to first, and his throw is wild, and it pulls Valleca off the bag. Fabian is on, and Round Rock has its first base runner since the first inning. On a throwing error, charged to Jose Caballero at third base. Now J.P. Martinez is the hitter. He's the other Round Rock batter who has reached in this game. He singled in the first inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike. probably the most interesting series of the upcoming Mariner homestand is the last one when the Cardinals come to town. I'm saying most interesting to people like maybe you and me who like minor league baseball and like the prospects side of things, because that Jordan Walker for the Cardinals, he now has a 12-game hitting streak to start his career. He's just 20 years old. Made the big league team out of spring training. Here's a swing and a miss by Martinez. And we never got to see him play against Tacoma because, well, Memphis isn't in the league anymore. And they're in the International League now. So we don't see the Cardinals prospects anymore. Turning a throw to first and back in is Fabian. Plus, St. Louis has the always entertaining former Rainier, Tyler O'Neill, who is probably lifting weights as we speak. Now the runner bluffs, doesn't go. McGee's pitch called, strike three. J.P. Martinez couldn't pull the trigger, and he goes down looking, and McGee has his sixth strikeout of the night. Two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jonathan Ornelas will be the batter. Nottingham wants to go talk to McGee. This is now the third trip through the lineup for McGee. It began with the last hitter, Martinez, whom he just struck out. Ornelas is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Ornelas, right-hand hitter, stands in. McGee is ready, and here's his pitch. And it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Swung on, grounded to short. And McCoy has it, goes to second base for the force out there on Fabian. And that does it for Round Rock at the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs or hits. There was one error and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. Still Tacoma 0, Round Rock 0.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
On we go to the seventh inning. Rainiers and Express scoreless. Just a brilliant pitching performance so far from Easton McGee for the Rainiers, who has been in complete command for six innings. Was just informed that of the 20 batters McGee has faced through six, and well, here's DeShields leading off the seventh for the Rainiers. He bunts at the first pitch from Zach Littell and misses it. That's strike one. But McGee, back to McGee, he's faced 20 batters in this game. 10 of them he has started out with a count of no balls and two strikes. It's pretty crazy. Here's a swing and a miss by DeShields. Strike two. DeShields is one for two with an infield single so far. But he's behind in the count here, 0-2, and Littell's pitch is outside. 1-2 the count. Now the next pitch inside, 2-2. Now the pitch is waved down and missed, strike three. Littell got him with a slider, and one man is out in the seventh. And now Pat Valeka will be the hitter. Littell throws a pretty hard slider in the mid to upper 80s on the gun. Here's his pitch to Valeka, and it's swung on and lashed into left field, a base hit there. And the Red Ears have their first hit since the fourth inning. Pat Valeka lines a single to left, and he's aboard with one out at the top of the seventh inning of a scoreless tie. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. We'll check out the Mariners Farm Report. Got to get to the news from AA Arkansas. Team right below the Mariners. Well, right below the Red Ears, pardon me, on the Mariners minor league ladder. Here's a pop-up to left field off the bat of Hernandez. First pitch swinging, and Ortega makes the catch, and that's out number two. Valeka holds it first, and now McCoy will be the batter. Double-A Arkansas won again last night. They beat Springfield, the Cardinals affiliate, 12-3. And they're 5-0 to start the season in the Double-A Texas League. The Mariners affiliate had a good start last night from Prelander Baroa, who allowed two runs in five innings. And a huge game at the plate from Robert Perez Jr. McCoy pulls one to short on one hop. Fielding it is Ornelas, throws to first in time to get McCoy. McCoy retired on the first pitch with a grounder to short, and the Rainiers go down quickly in the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left. It's the seventh inning stretch. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tacoma and Round Rock scoreless as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Elier Hernandez, Rafael Ortega, and Justin Foscue to bat at the bottom of the seventh against the Rainiers starting pitcher, Easton McGee, who's become the first Rainiers pitcher to pitch into the seventh inning this season. He throws to Elier Hernandez, and it's a swing and a grounder right to the second baseman, Cesar Hernandez, who throws out Elier Hernandez at first base. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. McGee has thrown just 68 pitches. All remains quiet in the Rainiers bullpen with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Those guys out there have been napping tonight. Very pleasant evening for the Rainiers relief crew. Rafael Ortega now the hitter, and Nottingham calls time, and the Rainiers catcher is going to go talk to McGee for a moment. And a very brief conversation. Ortega's a dangerous hitter in a 0-0 game in the seventh inning. He can pop one. He's been quiet tonight, 0-2 with a couple of grounders. McGee with the pitch. And this is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from the lanky right-hander McGee, and it's a breaking ball for a called strike, a slider, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now a swing and a grounder up the middle. It hits McGee in the leg. He picks up the ball, throws to first, and it's in time for the out on a close play. And now we will check and see if McGee is okay. And the Rainiers trainer, Eric Quinney, along with manager John Russell, walk it out to the mound. And they're going to check on McGee. It was a hot shot straight up the middle. McGee did not try to kick it or knock it with his foot. It hit him in the, I think, the back of the leg. Well, he's kind of pointing at the side of his leg as he talks to Quinney. He's going to throw a practice pitch, it appears. He's convinced everyone he's fine. In fact, he's not going to throw a practice pitch. He basically convinced John Russell and the trainer, Quinney, that he's going to be just fine. So two men are out and no one on in the bottom of the seventh, and now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. He has flied out and struck out so far. McGee working on a one-hitter. His pitch to Foscue is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 0-1 the count. Foscue steps in. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Foscue, first round pick in 2020, 14th player chosen overall out of Mississippi State. 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. He hit .288 with 15 homers and 81 runs batted in last year in Double-A, Foscue, and he takes ball 3-1, a rare instance tonight in which McGee has reached a three-ball count. 3-1 pitch is pulled foul. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Easton McGee. He's into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and lined into the gap in right center field. That's going to split the outfielders and roll until it hits the base of the wall. Foscue is at second. He will stop there with a two-out double. First hit for Round Rock since the first inning. Justin Foscue with his third double of the year. A drive to right center. So the Express have a runner in scoring position for the first time since the first inning. And Yoshi Setsugo is the hitter. Former former Tampa Bay Ray and Pittsburgh Pirate, Setsugo, is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts tonight. McGee with his pitch, and it is a fastball up and away, ball one. Setsugo came to the U.S. in 2019 after playing for Yokohama Bay Stars in Japan. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss. Setsugo played 10 years in Japan before coming to the U.S. One pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Breyer at second, two outs. Scoreless tie in the seventh inning. And McGee with his 2-1 pitch to Setsugo. Here it comes, and it's a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. The 2-2. Swung on and hit in the air to left field. DeShields towards the line, ranging over. Can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Foscue scores from second. Setsugo is going to slide into second base safely with an RBI double. That's the first run of the game for either team. Back-to-back doubles in the seventh from Foscue and Setsugo with two outs. And Round Rock leads it 1-0. Left-hand hitter going the other way, hitting one down the left field line. DeShields had a good break on it and everything. He just couldn't run it down. It was beyond anyone's range, landing tight to the line. The Rainiers pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is on his way out to the mound. And Tacoma has bullpen activity for the first time today with A.J. Puckett warming up in the pen. Well, that ends a string of 17 consecutive shutout innings pitched by the Rainiers. They pitched a shutout yesterday, kept them off the scoreboard the last two innings on Tuesday, so that plus the shutout yesterday is 11 innings, and then the first six innings today to get to 17 straight zeros posted by Rainiers pitchers, but now Round Rock is on the board and they have the lead. Plain Krim now the hitter. He's 0-for-2 tonight, and McGee's pitch is a swing and a miss at a low fastball. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch to Krim. Fastball outside corner for a strike. 0-2. The fans who don't know about the robot umpire complain at the human umpire, although it's not his fault. 0-2 the count. And the pitch from McGee is on its way. And that is just off the plate outside, 1-2. Krim started to go after it, but was able to stop himself. In the eighth, the Rainiers have O'Keefe, Deloach, and Shiner due up, the 3-4 and 5 men in the lineup today. The 1-2 pitch to Krim. Outside, 2-2. Rainiers missed some scoring opportunities early in this game. Had runners reach second base with less than two outs, but not third, in the first, second, third innings. And then the fourth inning was a real troublesome one, as here's one outside. The Rainiers had runners at the corners with one out in the fourth. Chance to really get on the board there with Valleca at the plate, but DeShields was caught stealing second for the second out, and They ended up stranding the runner at third, and that was their last threat. Fourth inning. 3-2 to Krim, swung on and bounced foul. It was 0-2 to Krim, and now it's a full count. Reiner's really hoping that McGee can close out this inning right here with Krim at the plate. He's approaching 90 pitches. And now McGee disengages from the rubber for a moment and resets on the mound. With a runner at second and two outs and a full count on Krim. And here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is swung on, bounced towards third, sharply hit, but fielded by Caballero, throw to first, accurate and in time for the out, and the inning is over. McGee gets through seven, but Round Rock is on the board. The Express score a run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Moving on to the eighth inning, it is Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing. Right here's the face of new pitcher, hard-throwing right-hander Yeri Rodriguez comes in for Round Rock. He's worked four innings, allowing just one hit and one unearned run so far this year. His first pitch to Brian O'Keefe is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now Rodriguez with an off-speed pitch that misses outside. Rodriguez will work 97, 98 miles per hour with his heater. His pitch to O'Keefe, swung on and fouled away. The fastball, 1-2. O'Keefe has walked and singled in this one. He's 1-for-2. He's extended his hitting streak to 9 straight games. There's the 1-2 pitch from Rodriguez, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2 coming. Swung on and hit high in the sky to shallow left. Back goes the shortstop Ornelas. In comes Ortega, now in foul territory and out of my line of sight, and apparently the ball was not caught. Can't see down the line here, and the umpire is indicating no play, foul ball. Both Ortega, the left fielder, and Ornelas, the shortstop, were racing back down that foul line, and they just both disappeared out of my sight. What a 2 to O'Keefe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a slider, and there's the first out in the top of the eighth inning. Well, that'll bring Zach Deloach to the plate. He's one for three. With a single back in the third. Left-hand hitter against the right-hand pitcher, and Deloach fouls one away on the third base side. There's strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And a 97-mile-per-hour heater. 0-2 to Deloach. And now a swing and a high fly to right on an off-speed pitch. Down the line, and under it is the second baseman, Foscue. And after circling it, he makes the catch. And that's out number two. So Deloach pops up a slider down the right field line, and it's caught by the second baseman, tight to the foul line. Two down for Shiner. Shiner's 0 for 3, and he takes outside. Right here's need to find that offense that scored all those runs in the first eight games of the season. So here's one inside. Two and 0 now to Shiner, and the next pitch, swing and a foul tip that's held onto by the catcher. 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, swung on and bounced foul, third base side. And now it's an even count on Shiner. Two-two pitch, up and in, ball three. So it's a full count. And the payoff, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. And that closes out the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. Red Ears go in order. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, it's 1-0. Round Rock leading the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and on to make his Tacoma Red Ears debut and his AAA debut is right-hander A.J. Puckett. Puckett in relief of Easton McGee, who is just terrific tonight, and unless the Red Ears score some runs, he's going to end up getting hit with a loss. McGee went seven innings, allowed three hits and one run, no walks, six strikeouts. Just a great outing for McGee. Pitch to Matt Whatley, leading things off against Puckett, is fouled away. There's strike one. Puckett signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason. Was a second round pick of the Royals in 2016 coming out of Pepperdine. His pitch is inside to Watley. 1-1. And Puckett was a starter in the Royals system. Got traded to the Braves, who moved him to a relief role last year at Double A Mississippi. So here's a pitch in for a strike. 1-2 now. Puckett was recently promoted from Double A Arkansas. He pitched in one game for Arkansas this year, tossed two scoreless innings, and got a win. Here's a swing and a foul back. 1-2. To Watley. Puckett's already hit 95 on the gun with his fastball. There's the 1-2 on its way to Watley, and this is down in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. Now, two balls, two strikes, the count to Watley. Puckett is set. And the righty with his pitch. And it catches the outside edge. 96-mile-per-hour fastball on the black, and that fans Matt Watley. So one away, and now Sandro Fabian is the hitter. Here's the pitch from Puckett to Fabian, and that's waved at and missed. Strike one. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Puckett misses outside. 2-1 to Fabian. Puckett's 27 years old. Born in Walnut Creek out of prep sports powerhouse De La Salle High School in Concord, California. So there's a swing and a miss by Fabian. 2-2. He got drafted out of high school by the local Oakland A's in 2013, but decided to go to college. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Fabian. Swung on, grounded sharply. Diving stop by McCoy at short. Pops up onto his feet, throws a one-hopper to first, but it's picked by Valleca for the putout. Nice play on both ends. McCoy with the diving stop. Really nice play. And then his throw came in on one hop to Valleca, who had to pick it, which he did. So two men are gone in the eighth for J.P. Martinez. Martinez is 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch is down low. Looking ahead to the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are Jose Caballero, Jacob Nottingham, and Delino DeShields. They have both Mike Ford and Colin Moran on the bench tonight, available for pinch hitting. So here's one up high. As manager John Russell sat two of his regular left-hand hitters and also another one, Kian Wong, because Round Rock started a left-handed pitcher tonight. Those guys are all available, though. 2-0 to Martinez, pulled on the ground on two hops to second. Cesar Hernandez has it, and he throws out Martinez at first. That closes out the bottom of the eighth. A.J. Puckett in his AAA debut retires the side in order. Nicely done. We go to the ninth. Let's see if the Red Ears can rally. It's Round Rock 1, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers need a rally. They trail Round Rock 1-0 in what has been an extremely well-pitched game. The Rainiers missed a couple scoring opportunities in the early innings, and they have not had any chances to score really since the fourth inning. And changes for the Express. The Express have a new third baseman. Davis Wenzel is in for Krim at third. And they have a new pitcher, a one-time Rainier, and a guy who's been in the major leagues a lot. It's Dominic Leone. Leone, now 31 years old, Mariners draft pick in 2012. He reached the majors for his first time with Seattle in 2014, and he's been with many teams since then. Well, here's Jose Caballero to lead things off. And the pitch from Leone is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Leone's in his third appearance for the Express. He has not allowed a run in three innings of work. Here's his 1-0. And it is outside to Caballero. Caballero's a good guy for the Rainiers to have leading off down by one in the ninth. He has really done a nice job of putting together patient at-bats and reaching base with great frequency early in the season. 2-0 pitch from Leone is called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Dominic Leone, by the way, was up with San Francisco for most of the season each of the last 2 years. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Caballero, outside, ball three. Leone last pitched for the Rainiers in 2015. Here's his 3-1 to Caballero. Outside, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk, and that's what the Rainiers were looking for. Caballero to reach base somehow. And he did, a five-pitch walk, and the tying runner is on. Nottingham now the batter. Nottingham, 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Rainiers down 1-0 in the ninth. Caballero with a healthy lead at first. He has stolen two bases in this game, and the pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike. And Caballero is 5-for-6 stealing bases this year. You know, he'd love to get into scoring position, but he's got to make sure that he's going to make it. Can't get thrown out. 0-1 pitch from Leone to Nottingham, and it is outside for a ball. 1-1. So an even count. Nottingham staring intently out towards Lyon. And the veteran right-hander is set. Here's his pitch, and it is well outside, ball two. Lyon has pitched in the majors for the Mariners, the Diamondbacks, the Blue Jays, the Cardinals, they were the Indians then, Cleveland, and the Giants. And now a pickoff throw to first. Caballero's back in easily. So that was the first disengagement by the pitcher. Lyon, he's allowed one more. Here's the 2-1 on its way to Nottingham. There goes the runner. Pitch is grounded towards third. Fair ball over the bag and headed towards the left field corner. Caballero's being waved around third by Ferris. He's headed home. He scores the tying run on an RBI double by Jacob Nottingham. A grounder right over the third base bag with a runner in motion. And the Red Ears have tied it up 1-1. Nottingham with his second double of the game. Each very reminiscent of the other. Grounders right down the third baseline. And since Caballero was moving with the pitch, he was able to score. So Nottingham ties it up 1-1. And now Delino DeShields is the hitter. With the go-ahead runner at second, corner infielders are in, expecting a bunt. And the pitch to DeShields, swung on, grounded right to the shortstop, Ornelas, who throws out DeShields. A little bit of a wild throw. Satsugo at first really had to reach out to reel it in, but he did. And Nottingham couldn't go anywhere. He holds at second base. So one out and a runner at second now for Pat Valleca's spot in the lineup. But they're going to send Mike Ford up there to pinch hit. So Ford will bat for Valleca, who actually struck the ball well in three of his plate appearances in this game, but they want the platoon advantage with Ford, the lefty, facing the right-hander Lyon. And with Valleca having played first base in this game, Ford can just stay in at first base defensively at the bottom of the ninth. So Valleca finishes the day 1-for-3. Ford batting 342 with three homers, 15 runs batted in. His day off is over. The pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. See if Ford can pick up Nottingham from second. Nottingham, not the best runner. Now the pitch is swung on, bounced to the right side, right to the second baseman, Foscue, who throws out Ford at first. Nottingham moves up. He's at third now with two outs for Cesar Hernandez. Well, Hernandez has been really quiet tonight, and that's unusual for him. He's 0-for-4, has not reached base. Had a two-run double last night. Runner at third, two outs, tie game at the top of the ninth. Lyon's pitch to Hernandez is up high. Hernandez is a switch hitter, so he bats left-handed here against Lyon. No action in the right ear's pen. They're going to stick with Puckett, it appears, unless someone was warming up and is just not throwing at the moment. Well, time called by Round Rock catcher Matt Watley. He goes out to talk to his pitcher for a moment. Very quick meeting. One and oh to Cesar Hernandez. Nottingham at third. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Nottingham keeping a close eye on each pitch. See if anything gets past the catcher. He's ready to bolt towards the plate if the opportunity arises. Here's the 1-1 coming from Lyon to Hernandez, and it's swung on and pulled foul down the first baseline. And that is strike two. A Mountaineers have tied it up. Caballero walked and scored on Nottingham's RBI double. Now the 1-2 coming to Cesar Hernandez. Swing and a foul back still. 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming again, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Leon threw a 95-mile-per-hour heater past Hernandez. That wraps up the top of the ninth inning. Right here, settle for one run on one hit. The Nottingham RBI double. There were no errors. One runner left. Tacoma ties it up. Now they got to try to get this game into extras. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Tacoma 1, Round Rock 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up 1-1 here in Round Rock, Texas. A.J. Puckett pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning in his AAA debut, and the debut continues. The right-hander will face Jonathan Ornelas, Elier Hernandez, and Rafael Ortega in the bottom of the ninth to try to get this game into extra innings. And the first pitch he throws is in for a strike to Ornelas, 0-1 the count. First pitch of this inning for Puckett. Now the next pitch coming from the right-hander, and it is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Well, Puckett out ahead in the count. Here's the 0-2. And it's outside. Ball one. As expected, Mike Ford stays in the game, replacing Valleca at first base. That's who he pinch hit for in the top of the inning. Now the 1-2 to Ornelas is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2, outfield play straight away. Caballero guarding the line at third. 2-2 slider for a called strike three. Down goes Ornelas. He was not expecting that. And he goes down looking. One out at the bottom of the ninth. Now Elier Hernandez is the batter. He's dangerous. He's got power. 0-for-3 in this game, and he takes a slider for strike one. Now the next pitch, hit in the air to center field, not deep. Deloach, plenty of time to come in a couple of steps and make the catch, and two men are gone at the bottom of the ninth. And now Ortega will be the batter. Ortega's 0 for 3 with three ground outs. Another guy with over the fence power. The pitch from Puckett is down low for a ball. 1-0. 1-1 tie, bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears trying to get this thing into extra innings. A.J. Puckett up from AA Arkansas in his AAA debut, thrown into the pressure cooker right away. Here's the 1-0 to Ortega, and it is lined right to McCoy, who was shaded up the middle and had it go right to him, and he catches it for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the ninth. Puckett repeats what he did in the eighth. He's retired all six batters he has faced. We are going to extra innings. Let's see if the Red Ears could get it done with the automatic runner being placed at second base. We head to the 10th. It's Tacoma 1, Round Rock 1.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the 10th inning, tied up 1-1. The Red Ears bat here at the top of the 10th. Mason McCoy, the hitter. Cesar Hernandez, the automatic runner at second, because he was last man up last inning. Dominic Leon remains on the mound for Round Rock. And the pitch to McCoy is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers playing their second extra inning game of the season. They lost their only other one, which was the second game of the season on the road at Oklahoma City. 1-0 to McCoy, swung on and tapped foul, and that evens up the count 1-1. For the Express, this is their first extra inning game of the year. One and one, the count to McCoy. And the pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch coming. And it is taken outside, ball three. Three-one pitch coming. Swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line. McCoy looking to try to drive a ball on that 3-1 count, but he fouls it off. So it's a full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. Swing and a foul back on a slider. And it is still a full count, 3-2. McCoy eyeing Leon. Hernandez with his lead at second. Here comes the 3-2 again, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And a low fastball got McCoy, and that's the first out in the top of the 10th inning. Well, that'll bring up Ryan O'Keefe. O'Keefe's 1-for-3 with a single and a walk tonight, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the next pitch, outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. These extra inning games with the automatic runner, when you're on the road like the Red Ears are tonight, you generally don't play for one run. So here's one outside for a ball, because one run, you feel like you need more, because your opponent in the bottom of the inning is going to have an automatic runner at second base. Now the 2-1, grounded up the middle, ranging far to his left is Ornelas. He has it behind the bag, throws to first in time to get O'Keefe for the second out of the inning. On this play, Hernandez was able to move up. He is at third now with two outs. And Zach DeLoach is the batter. So we'll see if DeLoach can at least come through with two outs and score the automatic runner. There is action in the Rainiers bullpen. DeLoach is being intentionally walked. He heads down to first base. They'll pitch to Jake Shiner instead. Matt Wilrott is warming up in the bullpen for the Rainiers. Doug Davis on his way to the mound for Round Rock. The manager, he might be making a move here. Or it could just be a meeting. The whole infield is gathered, and they are having a discussion. And the plate umpire is wandering out there, wondering what's going on, and the meeting breaks up. They're going to stick with Leon. Shiner will bat here with runners at first and third and two outs. Shiner's been quiet tonight, 0-for-4. He's been quiet in this series. He's due. He looks out towards Leon. And the pitch from the right-hander is taken down low and blocked by Whatley. That's ball one. So 1-0 the count. And the pitch swung on and popped up foul and out of play on the first base side. 1-1 now to Shiner. Jacob Barnes is warming up in the Round Rock pen. Now the pitch swung on and lined right to the second baseman, Foscue, who makes the catch And the Rainiers do not score in the top of the 10th inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the 10th. The Rainiers are going to need some nifty relief pitching in this inning with the automatic runner at second. Our score, Tacoma 1, Round Rock 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the 10th inning, all tied up, 1-1. And the Rainiers bringing a new pitcher, right-hander Matt Wilrott, who just joined the team from extended spring training. Wilrott was with the advanced Class A Everett last year, pitched in 26 games for them. This is his first appearance anywhere this year. He's filled in for Tacoma when the bullpen was short previously in his career. That was in 2021. It's September. He did well. He worked an inning and two-thirds scoreless in his lone AAA appearance. He'll face Justin Foskey with a runner at second, and the first pitch is a breaking ball outside. The automatic runner is Rafael Ortega. He is the winning run. 1-1 tie, bottom of the 10th. Wilrott working on Justin Foskey. Rainiers have the corner infielders in to guard against the bunt. And the next pitch to Foskey is taken down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-0. Wilrott out of Cisco College in Cisco, Texas. Born in Houston. Drafted in 2018 by the Mariners. Here's his 2-0 to Foskey, and it's a breaking ball outside. Ball three. A walk doesn't really matter. In fact, in a lot of ways, it's beneficial in that it sets up a force out at all three bases. Now the 3-0 to Foskey is a fastball for a strike. 3-1. 91 on the radar gun. Tie game, bottom of the 10th. Ortega leads from second. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two, a curve. Foskey swung through it. Full count. So 3-2 the count. Here comes the payoff from Wilrott. Swung on and fouled back. Matt Wilrott, W-I-L-L-R-O-D-T. Lives in Humble, Texas. Here comes his 3-2 to Foskey. Again, the runner takes off. The pitch is inside, ball four, and stealing third without a throw is Ortega. So Foskey walks, but since Ortega stole third on the play, it doesn't set up what I was talking about, where there's a force out at every base. Instead, the winning runner's at third. And with no one out in the inning, the Rainiers infielders have to play in because the priority on any batted ball is that runner at third base. Yoshi Setsugo now the batter. Setsugo doubled in Round Rock's only run of this game in the seventh inning, and he wants to win it for his team right here. See if Wilrott can wiggle out of this. His pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now you could walk Setsugo, and that would set up a force out at every base, including the plate. But it also puts a lot of pressure on your young pitcher to throw strikes. It leaves no margin for error. So they're not going to do that. Now the runner from first takes off. The pitch is a called strike, and taking second with defensive indifference is Foscue. So they're at second and third. One ball, one strike to Setsugo. And the pitch swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. Wilrott would love a strikeout right here. Davis Wenzel is on deck. Yeah, the 1-2 from Wilrott is on its way, and it is swung on and lined into left. Here comes DeShields. It bounces for a hit. Coming in is Ortega. The throw to the plate, not in time. Ortega scores. Round Rock wins it on an RBI single by Yoshi Setsugo, bringing in the automatic runner Ortega. And Round Rock wins it in 10 innings by the final score of 2-1. Well, the Red Ears missed scoring opportunities early tonight and paid for it later on. They had a great pitching performance from Easton McGee, but they couldn't turn it into a victory. Round Rock takes it 2-1, the final score. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, the Rainiers fall in this one in 10 innings in Round Rock. 2-1, the final score, as the Rainiers had some missed scoring opportunities early in the game, and they ended up being costly in the end. We'll let you know how it went. Rainiers started Easton McGee tonight. He was fantastic. Just a tremendous start for Easton McGee. Getting complete command out there. Ended up going 7 innings. And meanwhile, the Red Ears were facing a lefty, Bernardo Flores. And in the first inning, Flores, after retiring the first batter, walked Mason McCoy and Brian O'Keefe. But the Red Deers could not take advantage. Even though McCoy stole third base, those two runners got stranded. In the second inning, Flores walked the leadoff man, Caballero. He stole second, and then after there were two outs, he stole third. He got stranded. In the third inning, the Red Deers had back-to-back singles with two outs. Those guys got stranded. In the fourth inning, the Red Deers had a one-out double from Jacob Nottingham. DeShields singled in the infield, putting runners at first and third with one out. And Valleca at the plate, great RBI situation in a 0-0 game. DeShields got caught stealing second base for the second out of the inning. And then Valleca lined out to left and would have scored the run if there had been only one out, but there were two outs, and instead it ended the inning. So it was still 0-0 there. The Red Deers did not have another scoring opportunity until the ninth. Meanwhile, Easton McGee allowed a base hit in the first inning to the first batter he faced, and then he went on a roll, retiring 16 consecutive batters. I had to tally it up real quick. 16 straight batters were retired by Easton McGee before he finally allowed another runner to reach in the sixth inning, and that came courtesy of an error. He didn't allow another base runner on a hitter, and he didn't walk anybody. In the seventh inning with two outs, they finally reached against him legitimately when Justin Foscue hit a two-out double to right center field. And that ended up mattering because the next hitter, Setsugo, hit an opposite field double, driving in Foscue. And McGee had pitched this beautiful game, and he was trailing 1-0. He went seven innings, allowed three hits and one run. He did not walk anybody, struck out six, threw just 88 pitches. Really a great outing for Easton McGee. But the Red Deers were trailing 1-0, and they went down in order in the eighth against Yeri Rodriguez, the hard-throwing righty. It was still 1-0 going to the ninth, and the Rainiers did get McGee off the hook, facing the Major League veteran and former Rainier and Mariner Dominic Leon. Jose Caballero drew a leadoff walk. Jacob Nottingham then, with the runner going on the pitch, pulled a ground ball double down the left field line. Caballero scored all the way from first base, and the Rainiers had tied the game 1-1. Nottingham would eventually go to third on a ground out by pinch hitter Mike Ford that was the second out of the inning, but he got stranded at third base. We went to the bottom of the ninth. Red Deers got some really good relief today from A.J. Puckett in his AAA debut, retiring the side in order in the eighth and the ninth. He was just promoted from AA Arkansas yesterday, so that was definitely a bright spot today in addition to Easton McGee. A.J. Puckett, great pitching in the eighth and the ninth in a tight game, got us into the 10th. That meant automatic base runners placed at second, and the Red Deers couldn't score theirs in the top of the 10th. A strikeout, a ground out, an intentional walk, and then Shiner with runners at first and third and two outs facing Leon. He hit a rocket, a line shot, but he hit it right to the second baseman Foscue for the final out. So the Red Deers then went to the bottom of the 10th inning, and they could not use one of their established AAA relievers because of yesterday's bullpen game in which the Red Deers used six relief pitchers. So they brought in Matt Wilrott from extended spring training, who pitched at Class A Everett last year, and he had to deal with the automatic runner at second base. He walked Foscue, putting runners at first and second, but on, well, it would have put runners at first and second, but on ball four, Ortega, the automatic runner, stole third. So runners were at the corners for Yoshi Setsugo. He got a couple of strikes on Setsugo, but Setsugo, the veteran over from Japan, has been playing a long time, and he sprayed a Wilrott pitch into left field for a line drive single. It scored Ortega with the winning run, and this one is in the books. Round Rock takes it by the final score of 2-1. Final totals in tonight's game now. For Round Rock, two runs on four hits, one error. They left five on base. Tacoma scores one run on six hits, makes one error, leaves 11 on base today. Winning pitcher is Dominic Leon. He's 2-0. The loss goes to Wilrott. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 38 minutes, and the attendance, 5,063. Round Rock now is 7-4 on the year. The Red Ears fall to 6-5. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. Taylor Dollard starts for the Red Ears against Cody Bradford of Round Rock. Express win at 2-1 is the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Round Rock beats Tacoma in 10 innings, 2-1. Let's check the Major League Baseball scoreboard. No Mariners game today. They finished up their road trip yesterday. We're off today. They host the Rockies in Seattle tomorrow night to open a 9-game homestand. So the Mariners back in action tomorrow. In fact, a light schedule in the big leagues today, just 7 games. In the American League, the game of the day was a day game. Tampa Bay did it again. They beat the Red Sox 9-3. They were actually trailing in this one, 3-1 in the fifth, and they scored 7 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Harold Ramirez had 3 hits, including 2 doubles, drove in 3 runs. They had homers from Yandy Diaz and Brandon Lau. And Tampa now 13-0. That ties the record to start the season. Last done in 1987 by the Milwaukee Brewers, also done in 1982 by the Atlanta Braves. 13-0 for the Tampa Bay Rays. Baltimore walked off Oakland 8-7 on Adley Rutschman's game-ending home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Orioles defeat the A's. Minnesota playing the Yankees in New York. Get this, the Twins in the top of the first inning on the road at Yankee Stadium, sent 13 batters to the plate and scored 9 runs in the top of the first. They had back-to-back-to-back home runs hit by Michael Taylor, rookie Edward Julian, and Carlos Correa. They go on to win the game 11-2, the Twins in a romp in New York. And Detroit avoids a 3-game sweep at Toronto. They won today 3-1 as Spencer Turnbull tossed 5 innings and allowed just 1 run to get his first win of the year. Only 3 games in the National League today. Reds beat the Phillies 6-2, a pair of RBI singles from the veteran Will Myers in that one for Cincinnati. St. Louis got shut out at home by Pittsburgh 5-0. Vincent Velasquez with 6 scoreless innings for the Pirates. The Cardinals rookie Jordan Walker was hitless for the first time in his Major League career. He went 0-4, ending his career opening hitting streak at 12 straight games. And the lone game going on right now in the majors, Brewers lead the Padres 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning in San Diego. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Round Rock, Texas, the Red Ears fall 2-1 in 10 innings. We'll check the PCL scores right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Oh, this one doesn't go the right ears way. The team's offense was so impressive in the first eight games of the season, but has been slowed down a bit here in Round Rock. They got six yesterday and won that game 6-0, but only two runs in the opening game of this series on Tuesday, and today just one run, and it didn't come until the ninth, which did tie up the game at the time, 1-1, because Tacoma had just terrific pitching tonight from Easton McGee and A.J. Puckett. But Round Rock wins it in the 10th on the game-winning hit by Yoshi Setsugo, 2-1 the final. And the Rainiers will hope that they can get the offense clicking again tomorrow in the fourth game of this series. There's still a lot of series to be played here. Still three games left in this six-game series tomorrow and Saturday. Both games starting at 5:05 Pacific and then the day game on Sunday to wrap it up. So Rainiers can still turn this series around, which they will attempt to do tomorrow. Finals today, a day game in Reno. Sacramento got them 8-6 over the Aces. Oklahoma City pounded Sugarland 12-5. 12-5 the final in Oklahoma City. El Paso is doing terrible things to Albuquerque. They lead 16-4 in the eighth inning in El Paso, Texas. And Salt Lake's on top of Vegas 7-2. They're early in that one, the third inning. Well, tomorrow the Red Ears are starting Taylor Dollard. And he will be opposed by Cody Bradford. I'm curious to see Bradford. This is his first Triple-A season. He is up from Double-A in the Rangers system last year. He's not a touted prospect, at least not that I've read. But he's been an out machine in his first two starts for Round Rock. He's gone 5 1/3 scoreless innings in one of them and 6 scoreless innings in the other. So he's had two starts. He's got two wins. He has a 0 ERA. He's allowed only 3 hits in 11 1/3 innings with 10 strikeouts and 3 walks. So he's got something going on. Cody Bradford for Round Rock. We'll see him tomorrow. We'll see if the Red Ears can get the offense going against him and give this guy an ERA. Cody Bradford against Taylor Dollard at 5:05 tomorrow. We'll start up the pregame show at about 4:55. Round Rock wins it 2-1, the final in 10 innings. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. This is Mike Curto saying so long from the Dell Diamond. We'll talk to you tomorrow evening. See if the Rainiers can even up this series. Have a great night.